Blog Talk Radio.
Ready? All right. Look here, niggas. Been a long time coming. No more talk. Fuck this intro shit. Start the music. This right here, yeah. For that fuck nigga and them fuck niggas. Tell them that you don't want to claim this South shit. Okay. ATL. South Carolina, Mississippi, North Carolina, Louisiana, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama. My pistol flare, what? And I'm not caring. Tell them because I'm ready for action. These niggas think I'm playing. My technology be spraying. What? So partner, tell me what's happening. These niggas real. Hey. These niggas care steal. For them jump out boys when they travel. Go for it. And if you're hating, fuck nigga, what happened? Adam Steele. What? The Bluff, West Side, Decatur. What's up? Fuck them niggas if they don't wanna claim this ATL. Catch a hot jail. Y'all niggas know what? Y'all some hoes. What? If I see you on the block, nigga, I let you know. What you gon' be? Tell me what you choose. Tell I hate this dirty motherfucker, nigga, win and lose.
Blow on my head.
To the show, man. Hey, man, I'm having fun. Hey, I got somebody right now. I ain't even gonna like actually, I'm not gonna expose her name right now, but she's riding shotgun with me.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? hold on. I'll just give her a code name. We'll just say code name Ginger. Ryan shotgun with me right now. So let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, people. Let's talk about it, man. Last week was so crazy. We had the ill conversation about do rappers have to live out their lyrics. We had Pluto Peep calling. We had the homie Chris Clay. We had the homie Long Low calling. You know what I mean? We're gonna get that into that in the second half of this of the show. Today I might be releasing some fucking fire, the new T Grizz. Oh shit! The lines are fire. Hey, hold on, real quick. Hold on, because the thing is, I see something going on right now. Somebody done hit that one button early. Pluto Pete, is that you?
It sure is.
Hold on. Let me play your intro music real quick.
Hey. I'm all about that motherfucking table hoop. This drunk goes out to all my money making hoes. 60 racks in my pocket. 60 racks on my jeans. 60 racks in my pocket. Top stack when I leave. I pull up in that motherfucking Phantom Ghost. This drunk goes out to all my niggas getting the dough. 60 racks in my pocket. 60 racks on my jeans. 60 racks in my pocket. Top stack when I leave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pluto Pete. Speak, my nigga. Did you fuck with your intro music?
Like, ow.
Ow. We're bringing something new to the table, to the frequent callers, the call in and go hard. We're going to have some intro music for my niggas. You know what I'm saying? To go out here and go out there and push that one button. Do you want to go in right now? Because I was about to go in on totally something else, but you know what I'm saying. But go ahead and talk to me, boss man. Go ahead. You got the floor.
No, I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna wait till the second half. But this is what I gotta say. From with last week, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I was informed there was a bunch of people online, but they was scared to hit that one button. Because they felt intimidated. Because I spoke first.
Yeah, baby!
Hey.
I don't want that to happen. I want to hear what people got to say. And if I feel as though that I have to expose you, whenever I hit that one button, you're exposed, brother.
My whole thing about it is the thing is like this, like that's one thing that's like, you know what I'm saying, I was busting up with old bro at the thing, at the football game, actually at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, where's my shit at, I gotta go into my shit, let's give a shout out to I see what the football game was, so let's give a shout out real quick to all the staff up here at the KVL, we
yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? But I was busting it up with you at the football game. I was busting it up with little bro, and I was like, listen, man, we can't, like, you know what I'm saying, no shots at nobody. And I was telling bro, like, I can't even get these into, like, at the end of the day, Pluto, you see these intellectuals on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on some shit like, oh, I see intellectuals on the internet talking about this Illuminati stuff and all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm more than qualified to talk about that. Why ain't y'all trying to get at me? Just like these guys talking about this street stuff. But at the end of the day, we're going to get on this on the second half. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a dope conversation about do rappers got to live out their lyrics, because at the end of the day, these guys talk that stuff, but do they live that stuff? But there is a line, a thin line when it comes to art, because even, hey, cousin, I'm going to mute you real quick, and hopefully you stick around, but at the end of the day, hey, people, you got to understand, man, this street stuff, these people take this stuff serious. This stuff is taken totally serious. You know what I mean? About these rappers living their lifestyles. And if you're talking about rapping about all these songs and stuff, you can't talk about that stuff if you're not living it. That's what the streets think. That's exactly what the streets think. If you're not about that life, don't live that life. Hold on real quick. I'm gonna bring Pluto back in real quick. Pluto, like as a rapper's rapper, as a guy, without exposing too much, your opinion right
I'm
now,
good.
Because the whole thing about it is, a lot of people, you mean, the thing is, a lot of people are afraid of debate. You're not trying to shit on nobody or anything like that. You're just saying that, hey, if you want to talk about this rap shit, if you got to talk about this gangster stuff, you got to live that lifestyle. Don't be talking like if you're a schoolboy, rap about being a schoolboy.
Perfect example right here. This will sum it all up. Mm-hmm. Little Boosie.
Yep.
Everything he's rapping about, he's fucking living. He just got out of jail from living from what the fuck he rapping about. Now, that man got respect all across the globe because he's living up to his lyrics. He can go anywhere with all his ice on. Ain't nobody going to even dare to even try to G-check that nigga. Now, this goes back to a rapper that's rapping about some shit that they're not living. You can't go anywhere with all your ice on because you're going to get G-checked and you're going to get faced with the situation to where you got to live out your lyrics. And if you're not going to do
right.
that, then you don't get no respect.
Hold on. Hey, hold on. I'm going to put you on pause. I see my homie out right now, New York repping. I got to bring him in on the line. Just let me see what he's going to say. Big Zal. That's my new thing for the new callers, man. Like, not for the new callers, for the alumni that have been calling into
okay.
my show since day one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
You don't get your, everybody don't get their own theme music, my nigga. But I give it to the people that have been calling into to my show since day one. So I'm like, yo,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, you're feeling your intro music, my nigga? But hold on real quick. I'm letting everybody know, man, if you ain't a frequent caller, don't get mad if you ain't got your own intro music, man. These are frequent callers, and they deserve their shine, man. Because you're not a frequent caller, Jen. Yeah. Oh, shout out to my homegirl, Jen. She's in the background riding shotgun with me. But Big Zom, man, you got something to say, you being a guy from up top. You know lyrics, beats, rhymes, all that. Do you have anything to say about this conversation, brother? Because I know this is something that you're very passionate about.
Well, what is that? I mean, I just popped in. So are you talking about rapping about that life?
Like, I had some type of outline, but Pluto Pete called in and just said, motherfucker, outline, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I was going to talk about some more other shit and then go on the other side and talk about it. But Pluto P brought it to the stage and said, let's go. So I'm saying, like, I know, like, you're a guy that, you know, you like guys that, you know what I'm saying? If, like, actually, I'm not going to speak for you. You talk about it yourself, my brother. Do rappers have to live out their lyrics if they're talking about being on this street type of level?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we spoke about that about a month ago. I touched on that. That for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Can I throw you a curveball here, right? I'm gonna throw you a curveball here. Okay? And you my man, so I'm because somebody, because all right, look at it this way, okay? I'm just throw you a real quick curveball and just tell me what you think about it. Okay, some of the rappers, okay, are named after actors. Like you got your Nas Escobars, you have Scarfaces, you have your Rick Rosses, you have your 50 Cents. It's actually named after real street cats. Like when you go into rap, Kyle, and you know this, some of the rappers' favorite movies are Scarface and Goodfellas and things of that, and all those movies. Well, you know what I mean? So we know that El Pacino ain't killing all those people in those movies. You dig what I'm saying? But we still like those movies. So why can't the rappers as artists rap about, you know, killing something? Because we know as people that El Pacino and them ain't killing those people in the movies. Why can't rappers do that? Just to play devil's advocate.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like to, you know what I mean? Just to play devil's advocate. I'm not, like, trying to debate with you, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. I'm just saying, did you see that angle?
Yeah. I mean, are you talking about, you talking about local, or you talking about
I'm just talking about all around. Well, if you want to keep it a local thing, we can, okay? But I'm just saying, just to keep it, just like on an art thing. You dig what I'm saying? Like, just on an art thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what I mean? Let's be clear. I'm with you guys on. Like, I feel as though that if you're a school guy and you know what I mean, like there's certain things that you're not qualified to talk about. But you know what I'm saying, and this is something that the homie Chris Clay told me to bring to the table. If you have beef with the Rick Ross, then you have to have a beef with the 50 Cent because he took his name out of it. Capone and Noriega, you get what I'm saying? They're not Capone and Noriega. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, I'm not here to challenge you, but is there a space to where that guys that are schoolboys, what I'm saying is, instead of trying to go the long way around it, what I'm trying to say is there a place for guys that's just lyricists and then say they rap about robbing a bank, but just make it so dope that you can actually believe the story like a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you said, I know where y'all coming from. You're like, yo, I know you personally. I just don't want to hear that from you. But the thing is,
right.
I have my beliefs, and you guys pretty much know my beliefs. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to play devil's advocate for the sides, because if you didn't hear the intro, like Pluto Pete opening up, like people didn't want to hit that one button. People didn't want to talk. You know what I'm saying?
I have to speak.
Yeah, you missed last week's show and everything. But I have to speak for that side, because I don't know if, you know, I don't want to say people are intimidated by this guy, but they didn't talk. So it's like, no particular people. It's like, well, maybe I can speak for these people and say, well, you know what I mean? So I'm here on your side, and you're from up top, and you know how this hip-hop thing started out. You know what I'm saying? So bottom line is, your opinion, you're guided from the birthplace of hip-hop. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring you back on. Hopefully you stick around for the show. But bottom line is, do you feel as though cats got to live out the lyrics that they talk?
Definitely do. Definitely.
Definitely
you can't,
do.
You can't rap it. If you can't rap about all this money and you ain't got it, you can't rap about shooting a motherfucker and you never shot nobody. I mean, and then if you still talk about it, song in and song out, how are you still out here? You know what I mean?
And ladies and gentlemen, that is Zolly Mo, Kyle Harris, Super Champ, Three Rings, everything. Kyle, stay on hold, man, because I'm going to bring you back in, because we're going to go in. If you black out, I'll send you the link, man, because we're going to go in tonight, brother. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully
yeah,
you can stay on
I'm
hold.
I'm going to listen. I got my headphones
on. You know
what
I'm saying? My man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, lick a shot to my man.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller. 724-221. You on air, brother.
Oh, that's you.
That's me. What are you putting me on there for?
My bad. Oh, my man. Super Champ right here. Hold on. Chris Gray, what's up, bro?
What's going
on?
Let me get your
intro music.
I'm hip to the game. Always be the same. Because I'm broke and got things, sunshine or rain. Ain't a damn thing changed. I'm hip to the game.
Derek, hey,
what's going on?
You fuck with your intro music, or you want me to change it up?
Nah, that's cool. It's cool. It's hip hop.
Is it cool? I thought it was dope. You know what I mean? You're hip to the game. I thought it was a dope intro. That's Lil Finesse, a hip hop fucking legend.
Right.
But hey, let me hear your side of the story, man. I thought we was going to do this in the second half. I told you, but Pluto Peep called in, and he said, fuck that. We ain't waiting for this shit.
Yeah, baby.
Right now.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? So let me hear your side. Actually, you told me to chime in. Actually, I was putting out points for you. You know what I'm saying? So now you can talk for your own self, my brother. Let the people hear what Chris Clay got to say.
Oh, yeah, I was just referring to last week. Yeah, I got a phone call from a caller saying, Rick Ross took somebody's identity because he used his name, blah, 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 blah. And my point to that was, if you're going to say that, then you got to start pointing out a gang of rappers, because if you look at the names, 50 Cent, he named himself after someone in his hood. It was a hood legend. You know what I mean? You got cats like Capone, Noriega. They're named after, drug lords. It goes on. Scarface, you know what I mean? Named after the cat from the movie. You know what I'm saying? It just...
Keep talking.
Right?
Talking.
What I'm saying is, I don't think you can base. You can't say, well, this guy ain't that because he stole his name because he used that name, Rick Ross or Noriega, whatever that is, because that's not who he is. That to me is different than it's kind of different than the subject that you're even on. You know what I'm saying? Because that really doesn't have to do with living your lyrics or whatever. That's your stage name. You know what I mean?
Your thing is basically about image. Like you're not even really saying you're not saying like the lyrical part. You're saying that hey, if you took certain people's likeness, if your name's Scarface and we mess with Scarface, and you took this guy's likeness and Brad Jordan Scarface puts really his name, like you're really not Scarface. And we rock with Scarface, so why can't we rock with a Rick Ross?
Exactly.
Is that exactly?
I mean, that's my point. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, like I agree totally with Pluto Pete, Kyle. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to rap about you got money and you got this and you got that, you know what I'm saying? Or You know what I'm saying? You get down so heavy in the streets, then you know, you probably should have some kind of real knowledge on that. That should have given me, whether you lived it before or you're living it now, it should be something that you know rather than what you're faking. You know what I mean? So I definitely agree with that.
I like the thing is I agree, but the thing is, Chris Clay, Chris, I hope you stay around, right? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because we're gonna go deep in this, you know what I'm saying, but I have a fucking special guest caller. This will never ever believe who's calling me right now. This is so crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the world champion, like the fucking money chain guy, is on the line right now. And Floyd, what do you think about
Floyd
this
Mayweather.
Conversation?
And I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes, okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've...
Okay, Floyd. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather, man. We got to clap it up for that nigga. He just shut over the weekend.
You a fucking nut, dog.
Yo.
All right. No, hold up. Like you said about the movie motherfuckers. They ain't killed all of them people, but they act like in the movies. Now, it's a difference. It's a difference between the street music and the acting in the movie shit, because they're getting paid millions of dollars to act a part of some shit that they ain't never been a part of, never probably even seen.
But hold on. Ain't the rappers doing the same thing, though? Hold on. I got to interject on that. Ain't the rappers doing the same thing, though, too, if they're doing that? The movie guys is doing that, but the rappers are doing that too. A lot of these guys are not entranced into that lifestyle, so they're doing it too and getting paid a bunch of money.
Yeah, but you could take Al Pacino from when he played Scarface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to G-check him and say, oh, motherfucker, you acting this shit out in the movies. Let's see what you about in real life. Now, when you got these rappers rapping about the street shit and what they did and you got motherfuckers that'll G-check them like, oh, you speak a tough game. Let's see what you about.
So your angle is this. Like, educate me if I'm wrong. Your angle is this. Like, you guys know that they're acting, okay? And you say, hey,
exactly.
We're being entertained. We're being entertained, but you guys acting all extra rah-rah that this is not entertainment because you're acting like you actually live this lifestyle.
But when you get presented with that, lifestyle in the wrong hood around a set of niggas that really live the shit that you speaking about, and you really don't know nothing about the shit, that's where your trouble comes in. That, like I said, Lil Boosie, everything he's rapping about is him. He was just in jail for that shit. He got mad respect. He can go anywhere, and he got respect. Now, a motherfucker that ain't lived the shit, just rapping about the shit, they can't go anywhere because they're not going to get respected because they don't live it. Now, if you to a school motherfucker and you take the street shit and you flip that shit and that shit is dope, I'll give you credit. Yeah, you spit that shit. That shit was dope. You was a mean storyteller.
Right.
Just don't let me hear you speaking about no shit. If you ain't telling a story, it's cool. You can tell a story. Storytellers get their props. But if you rapping about that shit all riding down the street with the Glock on my lap and you don't even own the fucking Glock, come on. Come on.
Right. But see, and this is the thing. And like the thing is, I'm with you 85%, but I have to speak up for the 15%. Like, you know what I'm saying? The thing
fuck
is,
the 15%. Fuck the
15%.
The 15% don't fucking matter. The 85% matters. Because you can't have a nigga on the track. I know plenty of these niggas locally. You can't sit there and rap and say,
You can't sit there and rap and say
how you done counted all this money and you walk around with money in your pocket all the time, but then when we go to the fucking club, you stand in the $10 line.
Right.
Or
hey cousin,
you ask some niggas, do they
Hey cousin, I'm gonna put you on hold real quick because I got another caller and we trying to power through for all these callers, so I'm gonna put you on hold real quick.
All
right. 216. You know what I'm saying? 216 area code. I'm about to put you on right now. Talk to me.
What's popping, my nigga? This Mac.
Oh, Mac. Hold on. Let me get my shit on.
What's the trend of topic?
What's popping, Bob? The topic is do rappers got to live out their lyrics of what they talking about on these records? You know what I'm saying? And this is my angle. You know what I'm saying? We know that El Pacino and all these shit, these niggas is making these movies and they killing people, but it's dope. But is it cool for rappers to do that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. No faking. No faking ENT. If you gonna rap about it, you gotta live it. You gotta be doing it or you done did it. No faking. Al Pacino was an actor. He get paid to fake. If you a rapper, you talking about you win it, you gotta be in it to win it. You can't be talking about you popping bottles and you doing this and you ain't doing shit like my nigga was just saying. Don't be faking to be in the $10 line, my nigga. Go ahead and jump the line like Gucci said. I jumped the line, my nigga.
Righteous. And what I'm trying to say is, though, like, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said, I'm on it, the thing is, I'm 50-50. You dig what I'm saying? I just
right.
need some of these artsy guys to call in to say, like, listen, man, this is an art form. Like, yo, hip-hop is an art form. You dig what I'm saying? And sometimes... We can take it that way, but I understand the angle y'all coming from. You dig what I'm saying? To where it was like, at the end of the day, y'all being real street cats and things of that nature, you know what I mean? I would like to think you're a real street cat, Matt. You see what I'm saying? But,
oh, yeah. I'm faking my way.
Okay, my man, Matt. And the thing is,
if I can't do it, I ain't going to see it.
Hey, you know what, Mac? Where you calling from? Because, man, I ain't seen your number up here before by my brother.
I'm in Cleveland right now.
Okay. So, at the end of the day, you saying, at the end of the day, hold on, man. Hold on, my nigga. You hold right there, my man. Hold on right there. Let me get my shit right. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my shit right. We got people from Cleveland calling.
Yeah, baby.
Radio show people. Like, we digital, we worldwide. But to continue, my man, that educate these people, man. You just talk. You got the floor for the next 3 minutes. Go ahead. You talk and you tell them how you feel about this shit, my man. I ain't gonna say nothing. You just talk. I'm gonna shut my mic off. You talk.
A rap song like you rapping about it, you can get fucked up over a rap song faking like you gangster. Or you can get robbed faking like you got it. Don't fake it. No way around it. Just no faking, period. No faking. You can't lie about shit. You can't rap about another nigga lifestyle. If you ain't living that lifestyle, my nigga, rap about your lifestyle. If you doing it, whatever you doing, a nigga not going to knock you. I don't knock no nigga for what he doing. You got a 9-to-5 or you living the street life. But if you got a 9-to-5, rap what you doing, my nigga. Don't be at McDonald's. Talking about you popping bottles and you about to do all that and you ain't doing it. That's faking. because the nigga will come to you.
Yeah, baby.
Keep going.
It's 2014.
I'm just giving you talk.
It's 2014, you know what I mean? A nigga will come. A nigga will come. A nigga will come and get at you, you know what I mean? Just on the strength, you rapping. A lot of niggas rapping now. A nigga will come at your neck and prove to you you ain't doing that shit. You ain't about that life you talking about, period. That's all I want to say. No faking ENT, my nigga. No faking.
No, listen. Hey, at the end of the day, my nigga, you drop some jewels, man. And hey, we gonna have to give you some props, man. And at the end of the day, I hope you stick around and listen to some more of the conversation, my brother. Man, stick around, man, because we'll bring you back, man. Because hey, this conversation, hey, man, I was trying to talk about some other shit and do it on the second half of the show, but y'all brothers is ready to go into this shit right now. So, man, stick around, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Who else? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mac, you 216, right?
Yep.
Okay. We gonna put you on hold, Mac. Stick around, man. Let me see.
Yep.
724-954, you on the air. You on the air, brother. Talk to me. 724-954. You. Going once. Going twice. Man down. Man down. But hey man, we
Yo. No, this is me. You put me in. Can you hear me?
Yo. Is that
yo,
you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, my bad.
No.
Okay,
yo,
you with me? You with me? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck 954s. Obviously one of them motherfuckers is rapping about some shit and they ain't living it. They choked up.
Okay. No, you know what? Hold on. Let's not disrespect 954. I think I fucked up. Hold on, Pete. I think I fucked up with him. 724-954. You're on.
Yo.
You're on, brother.
Yo,
you're on, bro. You're live.
Yeah, this T Grizz, man.
Oh, T Grizz. Hold on, man. T Grizz in the motherfucking house, man.
Hold on.
Hey, T Grizz, man. Actually, listen, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Real quick, man. T Grizz, NK Rapper, Braddock, got the award. Listen, at the end of the day, you know what, T Grizz? You stay right there. Because at the end of the day, people, T Grizz, you stay right there. Please stay right there, my brother. Please stay
right
there.
I'm right here, my nigga.
Please stay right here. Because at the end of the day, because I need to take a music break. You know what I'm saying? And ladies and gentlemen, hold on. It's my audio.
You'll up? Never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you...
No. We ain't doing that. We going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen... people, let's go.
We didn't grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter. We were becoming something greater.
In the game and the cold beat, I'm a wolf on the move, a little bow with a sheep. It's me in the jeep, don't run with a bleep. While you sleep, that the heat is the top of your beat. Nigga with a cash at, better move for the pump, make you flip all up, put your mattress. Robber Doug, I'm become my avatar, I'm sure I'm on my way. Take your home, go where the fuck you trap at. I've been robber hoods, no little John, stay quiet, nigga, no intercom. My robber era was a renaissance. Million nigga, high camouflage. Made 17 G's in a week. I'm robbing the streets. I'm up in the streets. I'm fucking the freaks. I'm puffing the leaf. I'm smacking the sheets. I'm holding the heat. Wait a minute, ain't no limit to the visit. While we looking for the riches of the midget, I'll whip it. Begin to get to twitching, and my finger get to slipping, and the bullet get to hitting.
Hold up.
We just waited the day that I die. When niggas identify, no glorify. This hunger is something I'll never deny.
Got nightmares, I
friends, real people. Shout out to Pete Chris, man. Give me that excuse, even though it's not been out on the platform. Shout out to Pluto Pete. Give me that exclusive, man. Man, we out here grinding, man. Shout out to everybody that's out there trying to do something, man. Trying to get their shit together. You know what I'm saying? Not waiting on nobody. Trying to get their hustle together. You know what I'm saying? Out there trying to grind, not hating, not doing nothing, just trying to build up their own basis. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I got to fuck with niggas like that, man.
Yeah, baby.
We fuck with independent people, man. But I'm going to bring my man T-Grizz back on the line, man. Hey, T-Grizz, the conversation, before I bring you back on, the conversation piece was, do rappers got to live out their lyrics? You know what I mean? And my angle was, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I'm about to bring you on, T-Grizz. I hope you ain't talking because you're on mute still, my brother. But my angle was that, you know what I mean, we have movies and things of that nature, and we know that people don't live out these situations. Let me hear your angle. T-Grizz, you on, my brother?
All right, man, I'm going to give you my angle on this, man. I'm gonna have to agree with the niggas that was just on, you know what I'm saying? Like Pluto said, man, the 15% really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to, when you local, and I'm going to speak locally first. When you local, your hood knows who you are. You know what I'm saying? They know if you're about that life or whatever life you're trying to portray in your music. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't get away with no faking. I mean, you do. There's some local artists that do. But like you said, if you could make it a good song, you got to give a nigga credit. Now, as far as the movies, I can't really sit back and say anything about that because Scarface was fake. He wasn't even a real character. You know what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
None of that happened at all. You know what I'm saying? It was all fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't stand Scarface. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather watch Pretty Than Fool before anything because that was real.
Yeah, hey, you know what, bro? I don't even want to switch the conversation. But I like movies, but I like Blow better than Scarface because at least it was actual factual. Like Scarface was not actual. Like they took that and tried to make it off of Scarface El Capone, but you know, I mean, that's not the story. I'd rather see a movie like Blow that has actual factuals and is actual documented. You know what I mean? Even though it was entertainment. You know, T-Grizz, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of brothers still watch Scarface to get that extra hustle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to watch Scarface. I'm going to go out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, nigga. I'm about to buy, you know what I'm saying, $50 in Double Rush, man. I'm going to get $100 worth of Double Rush, man. I just got to watch Scarface. I'm about to blow.
Man, they keep watching that Scarface. They're gonna end up murdered like that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? With me, man, it's all I like all facts. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to movies like that, man, I like to watch you know, documentaries and shit like that. So
yeah, man,
it gotta be real for me to get into it.
Yeah, I'm a documentary guy myself, man. I like documentaries, but. Like, why I got you on the line, man? Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, gossip shit. Let's get up in your business, man, real quick, man. What's going on, man? What's in the future for T-Grizz, man? You got the award, man. You got for the Johnny record that I told people, man, that's a good motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? You got the award, man. You came back home to the soil with that award. Can you give my audience and probably some of your audience, you know what I mean? Can you tell us the future, what's going on with T-Grizz? What can we expect next from you, man? Because you've been doing some magical things. You got the award. I mean, I think you got. Didn't you get some type of print up in the paper?
Yeah. Got a write up in the Valley News.
Nice, man. Hold on. Where's my shit, man? Liquor sharp with my nigga, man.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So what can we expect from you in the future, my brother?
Man, it's really just, you know, linking up with local artists and, you know, getting that music out there, you know what I mean, to my support base, because I got a pretty big support base, man. So, you know, I feel a lot of people should be heard, you know. But I still got some shit with the Outlaws, man. It's just when you're dealing with people from the industry, man, they like to take their time, man. So, you know, hopefully that could be on the rise at the beginning of the year or something, man. I was supposed to go out Cali, you know, but they went on a little 30-day tour, and, you know, now they down in Atlanta, EMEs. So, you know, a lot of shit going on with that, man. But, you know, from here on out, you know, it's going to be a lot of club jams, party jams. You know, I'm gonna explore, man. I'm going to explore some different shit, man.
Hey, my whole thing about it is, man, can I get some of that that R&B vibe back that you used to do, like back in the, like, you know what I'm saying? Can I get some of that back, man?
Listen. If this nigga Pluto can get in touch with Cam, we got some high fire for you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
the real shit, Smoke, it's just about getting everybody on schedule and getting in the studio.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you know what, Grizz, and this is one thing I like to say, like you know what I'm saying, like a lot of you guys, they don't be no beef. They be competitive competition, but these guys see each other out, man. They don't be no beef, but the whole thing about it is like the thing is, like, if you're out there doing it, man, and a lot of guys is out there doing it and out there hustling, and we just kind of like as people. Like, this is me talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen that you had a little tension with some individual. I won't say no names or anything because I don't want to re-spark it. Hopefully it's squashed because I'm all the way out here in Vandegrift, my man. I don't know what's going on. But, like, you know, I mess with you and I mess with that individual. And I'm just like, man, if, like, you know what I'm saying? If these guys, because you understand what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, sweet, you know what I'm saying? Now that we're on the phone, we can bust it up and we're talking to the masses, man. I got listeners on the phone right now, like, and I can say, like, I've been to all y'all shows. You know what I mean? I mm-hmm. went to your show. I went to Top Flight shows. I went to iShine shows. I've been at Quiz. I've been at everybody's shows. And when I come, it's a different, everybody got their own base, okay? And everybody does their numbers. I see a couple familiar faces, but everybody has their own base, and I just think that as a supporter, as a not as a fan, but as a supporter, like, man, if mm-hmm. these guys can get on the stage all together and do a summer jam, and the thing is, to you, I can speak for you. I don't want to speak for you, but as a guy sitting on my couch, I'm like, yo, I know Tweet wants to bring unity in the community. I know that's what he's all about, but guys don't want to deal with him all like that, you know what I'm saying? But he has to keep it moving, and it's like, I just want to, I'll speak for the people out there, to my listeners, you know what I'm saying? Follow my man Tweet out there. What is it, Brock? Tweet, tell a lot of people how they can get in contact with you.
Man, you can just look me up on Facebook, Joshua Grizz Broadnax, or IG. At @T_Grizz412, man.
And the thing is, people, he's not on no Hollywood shit. He will respond to you. If you hit him back, if you hit him with something, he instantly responds. He ain't on that all Hollywood shit. Like, he actually talks to the people, you know what I mean? Talks to the ladies, talks to the men. He's not on it to where, like this is a guy that's actually, there's probably like, you know, people can say anything about music they want to, okay? But if you have somebody that's out hustling the people and it's all in everybody's faces, and this is a guy that I know that I feel as though it's going to make it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to pause button. I'm not here trying to choke them off, people. But this is a guy that I think is going to make it because sometimes it don't, like, not to say that he does not make hot music because he does. You just heard that record, Hunger, completely fucking fire. But sometimes you can outgrind people, you know what I mean? And Tweet is a grinder. And give your information out one more time, people. Tweet.
You can catch me on Facebook, Joshua Grizz Broadnex, and on IG at @T_Grizz412.
But I want to, ladies and gentlemen, keep on talking, bro. Keep on talking.
I want to chime in on that. You know what I'm saying? Because like that whole speaker. What you about, man? Like I do that a lot on my songs. You know what I mean? Like there's never no faking, even with the Johnny. You know what I mean? And for all the listeners out there,
at the end of the day, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Let's clap that up, man. Like if this guy didn't hear that Johnny record, like I ain't gonna lie, man. I was in the studio with some of your favorite rappers, man. I ain't gonna say no names. I was in the studio with some of the favorite rappers, and I said, this Johnny record, this is going to be big, man. And they didn't really actually get it, because the thing is, sometimes people don't get it because they don't come from that, you know what I mean, that telling story and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you told a story, and the visual was crazy. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. As an elder, and I don't know, like, you know, I think my man Big Zal's still on the line. You know what I'm saying? That video reminded me, did you remember Poor Georgie from MC Light? remember that video from Poor Georgie where she, like, real story. I thought that video was the dope, like, one of the dopest videos out there, bro. I thought that, even the song, like, real story. I don't want to be, like, on air, like, I thought that song was dope. But, hey, T-Grizz, I'm going to put you on hold, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go into some other callers, man. We got some callers out there ready to get back on this line real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Pluto, is that you? Pluto.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping you on hold. We'll go to the 216-301. Get back to them. Yo. Boss man. Okay, you just listening in. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But I can power through some of my notes I went through. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, let me talk to y'all. I'll do a subject change real quick. You know what I'm saying? This should be a piece of paper right there. There you go. Man, I got my assistant in there, man. Like, hold on, man. Let's give a shout out to my homegirl Jen, man. She's riding shotgun with me, getting my things together, man. You know what I'm saying? And my phone is like actually going crazy right now. But you know what I'm saying? I would hopefully, T Grizz, I still see you there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to connect this shit real quick, my brother, and hopefully y'all chime in on this. Now, if rappers got to live out their lyrics, where does hood responsibility come in? Okay? And what I mean by hood responsibility is because all of our local artists that we adore and we want to support and want them to make it, y'all look like rappers. And when I mean, you know what I'm saying, and I'm talking about our local street pharmacists and things of that nature. You know what I mean? And what I'm trying to bring to the table is the youth look at y'all, because the first thing they look at is the next thing they're going to look at is y'all, because y'all are the images of the rappers. You dig what I'm saying? So where does hood responsibility come through? You know what I mean? Hood cats, spread. Shining around on their 20s and shit. When there's a point to where they become responsible and become examples. Because the thing is, the closest image that the youth get from the local, I mean, like not local, but rappers, or you guys, because you dress like the rappers. So where does hood responsibility come into effect and say, listen, you know what I mean? I tell you what, it's a real thing going on. I mean, and I'm not that guy at all. I did my thing. I'm done. But I have a responsibility in my neighborhood as myself. Like, I live in a certain area, and I can go in the back porch of my house and smoke mad weed all day. I can do it and have a good argument because I'm in my area. But I don't do that because the children are around me, and I know that they look up to me. And I know, well, not look, yeah, they look up to me, or they, you know what I mean? So therefore, where's the hood responsibility come into effect? To whereas we say, listen, we have to be example for our children. We have to go out there and say, listen, even at the end of the day, if we're about this lifestyle, we can be a lot about this lifestyle, but we don't have to glorify it. And this is where the real shit and the lyrics come through. Because at the end of the day, everybody cries, man. You can't keep this gangster shit going on 24/7. And I'm not talking to any of my callers or anybody that chimed in. This is just me going off the top of the dome. You can't be gangster all the time. Everybody got a mom that they love. Everybody got that. But just to understand that people look up to you guys, y'all local artists. The closest that with they're never going to meet Lil Wayne in real life. They're never going to meet that in real life, you know, unless they go to. You guys are the closest to what they got to actually look up to. And I really feel as though if y'all live that life, I feel as though you do have a responsibility to the youth and say, hey, little brother, don't do this. Don't do this. This is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. And this is what I'm meaning by hood responsibility. Because the thing is, if we don't raise our youth and we don't be connected to our youth, who's going to do it? I'm talking about everything, black, white, red, brown. If we don't got our youth, who's going to protect our youth if we don't got us? And that's why a lot of us, we have to be a little bit more responsible of the images we portray out there. Because you don't understand that these children look up to us, man. They look up to us, and you don't understand. And they try to emulate exactly what we're trying to be. So if you live out your lyrics, which is dope, and we love that, but you got to understand, there is a 9-year-old boy that wants to live the same life that you live. So this is where we got to connect with hood responsibility. We have to be responsible for our youth because nobody's going to raise our youth except us. We have to be talking to these young brothers. Don't send them to the store for blunts. Throw them to the side. Say, hey, my brother, hey, you know what? You know what I mean? Hey, you can give them this little talk. Oh, man, hey, little brother. You might see me out here shining and glistening and blinging, but this ain't the way to go, my brother. Keep your ass in school. Let's see how many callers hit the one button on this one. You know what I'm saying? And that's dope. Because at the end of the day, we can talk about all this other stuff, but we have to really, you know what I'm saying? And it sounds so cliche, but the children are the future.
Right.
And we're responsible for that. And I want to bring my brother Tweet back in because I know he has a lot of social commentary. And I know he has a lot to say about these things because I see his posts. He's super dope. Make sure you follow him on Broadband. Actually, he'll say it for you. Tweet.
Yo.
Tweet up. You back in, brother?
Yo.
You have anything to say about the conversation, my brother, or you just want me to stay and just keep it moving?
Nah, I'll chime in, man. It's definitely a must. See, I don't be trying to preach to the youth too much, you know, for being what I was in my past life, but I do, you know, like come out to the games and stuff like that and support and.
Right.
You know, and that nature or whatnot, you know what I mean? But, yeah, at the same time, you know, they do look up, you know, the certain people. Now, I'm going to give you a quick story, man. I had a young man hit me in my inbox the other day, probably about 3 days ago. He said, you're T. Grizz, right? I said, yeah. He said, I was thinking about dropping out of high school and becoming a rapper. And I told him that's the most foolish thing he can ever do in his lifetime. You know what I mean? I said, finish school first, man. You know what I mean? And I get questions like that in my inbox. You know what I mean? And especially after the, paper write-up. You know what I mean? I can't stick the fact to these youngins how important school is. You know what I mean? Because I dropped out my senior year. You know what I mean? I went to college and all, but still, though. You know what I mean? I probably could have went on and played football still or whatever or whatnot. But at the same time, man, you know what I mean? It don't got to be an everyday thing. But just once in a blue moon, you know what I mean, a youth that's having trouble or, you know, you don't want to see them go down the wrong path. Just have a little quick talk with them, man.
Yeah, because the thing is, yo, like you as a person, I see how you move, man. Like I know it's all positive. I know at the end of the day, let's be clear, people. He's no sucker. You can't punch T. Grizz in the face and he not do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear on that one. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the brother moves in a certain way, and the thing is, like the thing is, all y'all brothers, man, like anybody that's trying to do something and bring something to the table, I support that, man. Like you know what I'm saying, like, and at the end of the day, T. Grizz, man, like if anybody, you did the article, like the thing is, like. We ain't going to talk too much. I know you know about the street life, okay? You know what I'm saying? But when you put yourself out there and say, you said, I'm done. I'm done. I want to move in a certain direction. I mean, can you just give real people real quick, like, the state? Because a lot of people want to, like, your inspiration. Just, even though you know this, but you might be an inspiration to these youth. Can you tell these guys, like, a real quick hint, on how you just pulled yourself out the game and said, you know what, I'm just fucking done.
I'm gonna say that once you're in the streets, you can leave, but some way somehow it pulls you back once in a blue moon. You know what I mean? So to avoid all that, just don't, you know, hit the streets at all. But in the same aspect. School's important, man. You know what I mean? That piece of paper, man, it's crazy, but, you know, you just gotta stay focused. You know, school gets boring sometimes and stuff like that. But stay focused. Get into some after-school activities, you know, sports or whatnot, or what it may be of your interest. But school, man, but what it was for me, man, was my kids, man. You know, my kids really shined a different light on me. And getting older, too, man, because, you know, a nigga almost 30, so, you know, that's, you know.
I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. High hater, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams of the crack and making it back. But ever since I had a kid and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad Tay went over my phone and made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter cause you'll listen slow like a turtle, bitch.
I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm at your neck. I'm killing you.